702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Good morning, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Clem. Are you good?
I'm good. Let's talk about learning to drive with your dad.
Yes, I mean, my dad taught me to drive, and that experience between us two was pretty peaceful. It wasn't any drama, and he was quite cool, calm, and collected. And I think if you are going to be teaching somebody to drive, you need to be that kind of person where you're quite calm and don't get rattled by things. Because, you know, if you remember the first time you got behind a steering wheel to learn what the clutch is and put the clutch is and then try and balance clutch, accelerator, and not stall, and then eventually get on the roads, it's quite scary at first, and we can all make mistakes. But there's a funny clip that is going viral of a father teaching his daughter, and you can see the sibling in the back. She's taking the video. And if this like was teaching me, I think I would have stopped and said, "Hey, Dad, take the car. I'm getting an Uber. I'm out of here. I can't handle that." But he just has a go at her, and he's like, "Say," he says, "Put it on three. Oh, Jesus, what are you doing? Step on the clutch and put it on three. No, don't rush. We're not on a blimmin' race course." And on he goes, and then you hear her say, "Woo, a truck.
Oh no."
But let's take a listen to the interaction between the two.
We're not even racing.
No, I'm getting anxiety. He's just listening to that. I've got goosebumps. Whoa.
Gosh.
Wow.
We're not at the races. That's very funny.
Traka. Okay.
Yeah, you can see she sees the truck coming and she's starting to panic, but yeah. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's take you back to that time where you started learning to drive. And, you know, maybe it was your mom or your uncle or your dad or sibling who taught you to drive. But you just couldn't. No, you just couldn't handle them shouting at you and saying all those things. And you actually said, "No, I'm done. I'm going somewhere else." And somebody else taught you to drive. So maybe we got some good stories on that.
Yeah, please give us a call on 011-883-0702. Send us your WhatsApp voice notes as well. Who taught you how to drive? A lot of us taught ourselves how to drive, Kabazela. I think I was shown once what's this, how's you supposed to use it? And then from then on, I taught myself because I used to just steal the car and it was terrible. I used to steal the car and I would scratch it because I was learning, and I would come back and say nothing. And it still haunts me to this day because my mom and dad would then argue about it. Who scratched the car? And I'm sitting there in the corner thinking, I did it, but I can't say because I'll be in trouble. All right, we'll take some fun calls on that. Let's also talk about this video that emerged. I think I saw it yesterday, the drama at the Paul Kruger Gate in the Kruger Park.
So this is, if you're familiar with the Kruger Park, if you come in at the Paul Kruger Gate, I think just a little bit away from the reception area is a big statue. And I assume it's a statue of Paul Kruger. I'm not sure. I've never been to that gate. But you are allowed to get out at some points in the Kruger Park, but at your own risk, right? So there, a group of ladies had gone to take a photo by the statue. And then far across the road, one or two elephants emerge. And then you start seeing it's a massive herd of elephants, and they've got some babies with them as well. And the elephants are quite protective when they've got their babies. And then people start shouting to these women, hey, run. And you see all these ladies that are just sort of in the bush area start running back to the cars. And then these elephants just start running towards these ladies, and it's just drama, and people are shouting and hooters are going and the elephants are trumpeting and chaotic indeed. But luckily nobody was injured, and they managed to get back to the car. And I would imagine had to go and make a turn to the toilets to perhaps change their underpants, because it looked like a freaking scary story.
No, I was scared just seeing. And everybody else was hooting. They were hooting, thinking maybe that's going to distract the elephants while the ladies were running and running back to their cars. It was quite a scary moment. All right, Kabazela, thanks.